First thing the band put out when we first got together is we put out a 45 RPM slap of vinyl. Nine bullets on it. And we decided to try to hit the road. But we didn't have a vehicle to hit the road in, and that's always a problem. Because all we had was a 1978 Dodge Ram van that was nicknamed the Huffer. And I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. But taking off on a 1,000-mile-plus journey in something referred to as the Huffer isn't one of them. But our good friends, the Star Room Boys, whose music was playing before we came out today, they were wanting a tour too, because they had a record about to come out. And they had a van that was somewhat newer and wasn't called the Huffer, and we got the idea that we could combine gear and go out and tour together if we could just find a ride for a few of us to ride in. And we all looked around amongst our midst, and the only one in the whole band or family that had a car that was roadworthy for a 1,000-mile journey was Cooley's wife. She had a Mazda Protege. And all we had to do was make it up to Durham, North Carolina, and we could borrow that Mazda Protege for the tour and go out and play rock star for a week or so. So we headed up to Durham, and my car barely made it. In fact, I think it broke down about the time we got there, and we just left it there. And then we all crammed into Cooley's wife's Mazda Protege, and we hit the road for Columbus, Ohio, which was the first date of the tour. And I remember asking Dave from the Star Room Boys if it was a good idea for us to be going and playing Chicago and Lansing, Michigan, and Buffalo and Boston in December. But he was from Chicago, and he was a little bit condescending about my southernness, and he said, Patterson, you Southerners, you just think it's so different than it really is, but it never gets bad before January, trust me. So we're all crammed into Cooley's wife's Mazda Protege, and I'm crammed in the back, and it's really, really uncomfortable and really crowded already. And Cooley had figured it out that it was 6 hours from Durham, North Carolina to Columbus, Ohio. And about 6 hours into that drive, around time for sound check, we're crossing the West Virginia state line. And that's when it started raining. Really, really, really hard. The hardest rain I think I've ever seen. And it's raining cats and dogs and pigs and horses, and 18-wheelers are passing us on both sides, and each time one would pass us, we'd hydroplane just enough to make your asshole tighten up. And I was sitting in the back of that Mazda Protege, and I wrote this verse. 90 miles an hour in the West Virginia rain, they're waiting in Columbus, and it's later than we think. Cooley's at the wheel, Adam's at the brake, and we're jammed in the backseat with my head between my knees. Jammed in the backseat with my head between my knees. Jammed in the backseat with my head between my knees. Got the shit, jitters, bad coffee, cigarettes, and you couldn't drive a nail up my ass with a sledgehammer. White knuckle, West Virginia, 95 in the driving rain. Laughing ass and wondering, will I ever see my darling? We finally made it to Columbus, Ohio. There was a third band on the bill that night. They were called the Lily Bandits from Columbus, Ohio. You remember them? The Lily Bandits were a great band. But unfortunately, that night when we got there, they were all laying around backstage on couches, puking into garbage cans. It seems one of the Lily Bandits had a little boy in daycare, and he had come home with one of them kindergarten diseases. And kindergarten diseases wreak havoc in bands. And the next day we get to Chicago, and that's about the time that the kindergarten disease started wreaking havoc in our midst. That's also about the time the snow started falling. The snow started falling, and it started falling with a vengeance that I've never seen in my little North Alabama rearing. And it dropped a layer of ice right along that Great Lake we had to drive to Lansing, Michigan, just under. And then the wind would pick it up and deposit it on the interstate for us to slip slide on. And by the time we got to Lansing, Michigan, there were 10 inches of snow on the ground. And I wake up the next morning and it's a good 15 inches, and it's coming down even harder by then. And that's about the time I got the kindergarten disease. And that's also the day that we had to drive from Lansing, Michigan to Buffalo, New York, which, as the crow flies, isn't really that fucking far. But we had drugs in the car, so we weren't about to cross into Canada. So we had to do it by way of Cleveland, Ohio. By the time we got to Cleveland, it was coming down, and they were closing down the interstate all around us, but we were bound and determined we were going to make it. And I was sitting in the back seat of that Mazda Protege and puking in a bag, and I wrote this verse. 20 miles an hour in a Pennsylvania blizzard, it don't take a wizard to figure this out. North in the summer, south in the winter, Buffalo, December, what kind of dumbass shit is that? Got the shits, jitters, bad coffee, cigarettes, and you couldn't drive a nail up my ass. Why knuckle Pennsylvania? Sliding up the turnpike. Barfing in a bag and freezing. Thinking about my warm, sweet bed back home. Ow! North Carolina. get me through this goddamn speed trap, stay alive. Hollin' ass back home, I just can't wait. Hollin' ass back home, I just can't wait. Hollin' ass back home, I just can't
guys. I'm pretty good. This one's about smoking and stuff like that.